You're listening to Stateside. I'm Cynthia Canty. Next Monday, the Board of State Canvassers will meet to certify results of the midterm election. And once that certification happens, recreational marijuana will be legal in Michigan on December 6th. Well, let's talk about what happens then. Josh Hovey is with us. He's with the Coalition to Regulate Marijuana Like Alcohol. Josh, first things first, let's set expectations straight. On December 6th, will people be able to walk into a pot shop and buy recreational marijuana?
No, you'll still need a medical marijuana card to purchase marijuana from any of the provisioning centers until the adult use marijuana licenses are granted by the state. And the state has pretty much a year to develop the rules and regulations for the marijuana businesses and get them up and running. So we're likely to see the first sales happening around 2020. Until then, you'll have to be a medical marijuana card holder to purchase anything legally.
Give us a sense then from December 5th to December 6th. How will things change? What will be legal and what won't?
Personal possession will become legal. Essentially, you could think about the phases of legalization under Proposal 1 in two phases. The first phase is decriminalization, where personal possession will become legal. You can have it on your person, 2.5 ounces. You can grow plants, 12 plants per household in your home, but there will be no sales until businesses are licensed and operational, and the state has a year to develop those rules and regulations for the businesses and get them licensed.
So looking at other states, Colorado, and really wherever we've seen pot legalized, there's this lag time between decriminalization and stores being open. So we've seen it where a store will sell, I'm air quotes here, a $60 chocolate cookie and give you some free weed, thus circumventing these awkward rules. Will we see this, do you think?
If you do see it, you should report it because that would be illegal. That's very specifically detailed in the proposal that that type of behavior is not intended in this initiative and is a clear violation of what's intended, which is legalized, regulated sales, businesses that are trying to have people buy products and give away marijuana for free would be a clear violation, and that shouldn't be happening. Nor should people be out celebrating smoking marijuana in the streets, because public consumption would be still illegal under this initiative, as would driving under the influence, going to work under the influence, all of those things that remain illegal today in terms of public consumption or just irresponsible behavior would still be banned regardless of Proposal 1's impact.
So what could be some potential roadblocks to a smooth rollout in Michigan?
Well, I think the roadblocks are really the regulatory side and making sure that there is a smooth transition. I know that Governor-elect Whitmer has been supportive of legalization and wants to make sure that the process is fair for all the businesses that want to apply. And our organization has already met with the State Licensing and Regulatory Affairs Department, which will be responsible for developing the rules and regulations for these new businesses. And, you know, they think they have a pretty good model in place already for medical marijuana. Our initiative was modeled after the medical marijuana licensing law. So, you know, they think they can transition fairly smoothly. And because our initiative doesn't have the licensing board that has really delayed the implementation of medical marijuana, the state thinks that they can be a little bit more streamlined in their process and remove a layer of government that, you know, they believe they're very good at their jobs already, and we agree. And so we think this will be a much smoother transition than we've seen with medical marijuana.
You know, Josh, we're hearing from some municipalities who have the right to opt out and say they are going to exercise that right to opt out. In that case, if you live in one of these cities or towns that are going to opt out of having legalized marijuana, will it be illegal to possess it? What's the do's and don'ts there?
No, if you live in a community that decides to opt out from the initiative, then you'll still be able to possess and grow limited amounts of marijuana in the privacy of your own home. The only thing you won't be able to do is have a store located in your town. And, you know, that's every community's right, but we're encouraging communities to think about how their voters responded to Proposal 1 and make sure that they're adhering to the wishes of their voters and not banning these initiatives or these businesses entirely. And, you know, we're not getting overly concerned because some communities are taking a proactive approach and saying, well, we're going to wait and see what rules the state develops first before we decide to allow any businesses. And they can always go back and change their initiative. So we're not getting overly excited by the communities that have decided to take a proactive approach. Hopefully they'll come back and take a look at the rules and regulations and then have another public discussion about whether they want to opt in after that.
So bottom line, presuming that the certification happens next Monday, come December 6th, recreational marijuana is legal in Michigan, but it won't officially become legal to sell until probably 2020.
Correct. And really what we're going to see is just a law enforcement redirecting their efforts away from low-level possession issues and focus on the things that really are impactful to the quality of life in our community, things like the opiate epidemic and violent crime and property theft. That's where we want law enforcement spending their time, and that's the main reason why we wanted to bring marijuana legalization to Michigan. And so we're happy to see that take place.
Just one question. For people who have not perhaps indulged in buying marijuana up until now, and now knowing it's going to be legal and they want to try it, where would they get weed?
Until the stores are operational and licensed, you'll have to know a friend of a friend, because gifting marijuana is legal. If you know somebody who's growing in their own home, they could offer you some, but they're not allowed to sell. And so it's kind of a decriminalization phase up until the businesses are operational in 2020.
Josh Hovey with the Coalition to Regulate Marijuana Like Alcohol. Josh, thank you so much for speaking with us.
Thanks so much.